503-733-2970. Flawlessly executing all our returns. Being in the studio when the music plays. Executing this professionally and masterfully every single day. That's what we do here. It's the Rick Emerson Show live from Portland. Thank you for coming by. 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. You can also email if you like. It's rick@rickemerson.com. rick@rickemerson.com. So here's what's coming up tonight. We got Jen Lane coming up later on in the 2 o'clock hour. Jim Roop is going to be here from Los Angeles. This top five most divisive musical acts of all time. We may or may not get to that. I have no real way of knowing. All right, let me read a couple emails here, then we'll get back to all of this. Let's see. Rick, I'm listening to yesterday's program. Did you just kiss a guy on the show? Just checking. Swishy pants.
Sure did.
I didn't kiss. The guy kissed me.
Well, at least he was an attractive man.
Byron Beck
is very handsome.
Byron Beck is all about style. He is a stylish man. And in this case, I don't mean code for something. I mean, it also is code for something, but he also is just stylish. Not as stylish as Sarah Dillon, by the way. Did you tell, you haven't even told the story of what happened to you this morning.
Oh, it's...
Come on.
There isn't even a story.
Come on.
Oh, I was outside a Safeway and I was unlocking my bike and this elderly, like, fashionable Asian woman came up to me and said, what did I say that she said?
Something that you were stylish.
Oh, that I'm stylish.
Around?
Yeah, she's like, excuse me, you're very stylishly attired.
Yeah.
And then just walked away.
But that was it. It was like she was a little, she was a little Asian compliment angel.
Yeah, and she had, you know, like huge Jackie O glasses and was wearing all beige and looked really classy. And I'm like sweating for my bike ride.
Did she sing it to you in Matter of Wing? You are stylish. And then just walk off? No, probably not.
No.
Okay, it's 503-733-2970.
What a swell story.
It really is. Wasn't it fascinating? It was worth every bit of buildup. Let me read a couple of these. By the way, we got to give a shout-out. I do have things we have to get to, but we got to give this shout-out. I meant to do this yesterday, but it doesn't matter because I didn't hear the show till like a week later anyway. Our man, Luke, in Australia, listen to this. Now, remember, there's two Australian listeners. We've got Luke and Brad, and I got this from Brad. I hope I can read this because I'm not giving anything away. Hey, dude, or whatever he says in Australianese. I know this is really late notice, but it's Luke's birthday today, yesterday. Doesn't matter. Their Wednesday is like our, you know, it's like our Sunday anyway. So I was wondering if you would say a little happy birthday on the air for Luke, and maybe even do a special segment or something. No, we will not be doing a special segment. Yes, we will be saying happy birthday, and there you go. Happy birthday, Luke, in Australia. I think it would be something to do. It would really make his day. Cheers, Brad. So there's, listen to this. And seeing as how, Rick, you're his hero of sorts, I think it'd be a great thing. In all of Australia, there's nobody else who could be your hero. You got to actually come. What a sad comment.
Just the guy that dangles his baby over the crocodiles.
It's just.
He's the only one.
The guy that keeps the dingoes away from your children. How sad in all of that continent. You actually have to leave that continent to find a hero elsewhere. Well, happy birthday, Luke. We're glad that you're out there.
There aren't that many people living there anyway.
No. Let's see. Rick, this is from our good friend, Kara. Rick, I'm on my knees. I'm begging. Did someone get a picture of Byron canoodling you? First of all, let's be very clear about a couple of things. A, I like emails that begin with I'm on my knees. I do not like emails that have the phrase canoodling because canoodling is the journalistic effort that is icky. That is an icky and unpleasant word. So, no, there are no pictures. There was no canoodling.
I know that you're a very heterosexual man.
I'm all man.
But something about Byron, I think, intrigues you a little bit.
Yes.
No, because you respect him, and you don't really know where the line is.
He makes
because
me feel...
Because you're both from Kennewick.
He makes me feel like a natural woman, Sarah.
Yeah, well, you guys had, like, this long, lingering hug after
we
the
We didn't
show.
Have a long, lingering hug.
Yes, you did.
Okay, look, and I don't wish to sound intolerant. I'm just trying to set the record straight. That, you know, so to speak.
Get the Z.
Sorry. I'm trying to set the record straight. Yeah. See. No, I'm just saying that he did have a pleasing scent, though.
his partner's really hot.
Well, see, I didn't know if I could say that he would, that he was with somebody or something. You know, you never
know. Yeah, he writes about them all. Wait. They've been together like 11 years.
Well, you never know. People in the public eye, they sometimes wish to maintain an illusion of availability. He likes, you know, everybody out there wants to be able to, you know, think that they, under the right circumstances, might get a little Byron. Okay, well, see, that's what I'm saying. I don't wish to antagonize. Like, can we talk about something else? All I'm saying
sure.
is...
No, we didn't get pictures, but Rick and Byron will both be in the same place at Canada's Gone Wild on Monday.
Except
and maybe we can pull them on
except
stage.
That Byron's going to be on the stage, and I'll be sitting way in the back. That's the difference. And there'll be no hugging. He's going to be all about you. Byron's all about, for a gay man, he was all over you. He just couldn't get enough of you.
He was all about the butt.
The posterity?
Okay, you got to start.
Rick. Yesterday you were talking about a sin closet. My ex-boyfriend had an actual sin closet. The closet in his office was full of porn. It's floor to ceiling of tapes and past issues of Playboy and Penthouse for about 20 years. Tapes alphabetized, magazines ordered in month. He was 35 and an engineer, by the way. He used to say that the only way he could exercise was while watching porn. He would play it while using a rowing machine. Is that what he calls it? I laugh at him a lot. Thank you. All right. And I think that's it. Okay. We're done now, and yes, we're finished. It's 503-733-2970. You can also email if you like. It's rick at rickemerson.com. Okay, here's the geek thing, which we will do in just a second. I've got this here. Let me, a little frustrating kind of a thing going on here that I'm getting, not a lot, but I am getting a fair amount of emails for the, listen to this, subject line here is, how chicks think question. The problem is that since Jolie is no longer a part of the program, I know we traumatized some people when we brought her back the other day, but Jolie is no longer a continuing part of the show.
She has a real job where she gets paid. It has benefits.
Like Clyde Lewis, Jolie has actually gone over the fence. She is no longer living in a state of perpetually retarded adolescence like the rest of us.
Not everyone can come out and play.
Well, you know, that's the problem. And working in radio, you kind of forget about that sometimes. Like you sort of, this is a common theme on this show, is that you forget that there are people out there that actually have to get up and go to work at 9 a.m. They have to work till 5 p.m. They have an hour lunch, you know, from noon to 1. They're not allowed to drink.
They get the hairy eyeball if they get up for coffee when it's at break time.
They have to raise their hand before they go to the lavatory. I remember that one time Byron was actually talking about this yesterday. We were talking off the air. He said, I remember that one show where you guys were mixing drinks in the studio and everybody was so drunk. And I remember that show when we were trying to create the station drink, and then we got told by Jack Hutchison, who was the general manager at that time at Entercom, I guess he's still his co-general manager, whatever. He told us, he's like, you know, there is a no drinking policy. You can't have vodka in the studio. And we were like bitching about it. We're like, what kind of a workplace is this where we can't drink at 9:30? I'm calling my union rep. You know, and somebody emailed me, they're like, you know, you are aware that you're complaining about not being able to drink straight vodka at work at 10 a.m., right?
It's not like we were working for Fisher anymore.
Well, as you get a flawed perspective
on
these things.
So what about CBS? Can we drink here?
No.
I'm unclear about that, actually. Here's why. Because, well, first of all,
I bet Shady Curry can.
I bet she does.
because we all know, Likas has a little...
Well, and I bet that those rules don't apply to kink. Because kink can do whatever they want. But I was reading the CBS employee. We've now gone so far afield.
Yeah.
Sorry, it's about drinking.
Okay, remember how chicks think.
Oh, okay. And I have a question, too.
See, but that's what I'm saying. This is my point. Is that
okay, make your point.
Okay.
What is the question about?
Stop! Everyone stop! Jesus Christ. Just let's all hold on. My point was going to be... I don't even remember. Oh, but my point was going to be this, in response to your question about drinking in the studio, Tim, because I know you wish to get liquored up and get all loaded up before you come in and sit at the city news desk. I mean, it does seem like they... Hey, Will?
Will? Oh,
no. Okay, wait, hold on. Will from engineering actually just brought us alcohol.
Now, he just put this on my table because it's the only place with a flat surface.
Okay. Will from engineering just brought us a margarita.
What is that?
A margarita and two beers.
So I guess it's okay at CBS.
Is this from your refrigerator?
No, not from mine. No.
Oh, of course not. It's not from Will's refrigerator.
No, I'm operating the board, though. I can't.
Oh, you can't because you're the operator on duty.
She's driving.
All right. What's that?
She's driving.
Exactly. Well, I guess that answers that.
Well, since...
All right.
You didn't get that from me.
No, of course
you
not.
You didn't get this from me.
Do you know what the CBS policy is on drinking in the studio?
Don't get caught.
Human resources.
Okay. Well, we'll call Laura about it later. Thank you. Because what I was going to say is this. I was going to say that I believe, and I'm not accusing anybody, that I'm not saying that this is true, but I believe that our colleague Marconi has had. Hadn't he done some drinking? And they had on the show? I mean, I'm not trying to get me in trouble,
Let's be honest. Even when we were over at Entercom with Lycus, he had like a bottle of vodka.
Yeah, but he's not a CB.
A disc jockey on the Wolf who was drinking.
Okay, but I'm not trying to get him. All I'm saying is he
was fired, wasn't he?
He's
the guy who crashed the truck.
Yep. So that shouldn't have been done.
The company truck.
And parked it behind the building, like nobody was going to discover it.
All right, we've just completely wandered off the road.
So what's this about what chicks think?
Okay. we sound like we're so toasted already. My point was going to be, I may be wrong about this, but I do believe that they've done some drinking shows over the Marconi thing. So I don't know what the CBS radio policy is. Here's what I remember. When we got the gigs here a couple months ago, we had to sign the employee handbook. Like, I will not view kiddie porn, and I will not, engage in white slave trade, and, whatever. I will not set fire to people. And then there was this one part that said, grounds for dismissal. Blah, 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 blah. Intoxication during business hours. And then, but it said, except as part of your normal execution of duties, blah, 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 for CBS Radio. And so I think one could make the case that this is actually part of our normal duties on the air. So having liquor in the studio is really just part of it. It's part of the entertainment process here. It is part of our new spirit in the Northwest here on the Rick Emerson Show. We'll call Human Resources about it.
Question.
How did I get to that from Jolie? Oh, yeah, so you get a totally skewed perspective here on what a normal job is like, because this is not a normal job. We are like, this is so far from a normal job, you couldn't even imagine. So Jolie was like, well, I can't do it anymore because I got this straight job, and I can't really leave the studio to come over and do the How Chicks thing. And I was all angry. What are you talking about? It's just 2 hours in the middle of the workday. Come on. And so she can't do the How Chicks thing segment anymore. And I'm not trying to replace Jolie, because Jolie is, she's irreplaceable. But at the same time, I get all these questions coming in, like this one right here, How Chicks Think. I don't want to read the whole question right now, because what's the point? I got no one to answer it.
Right.
So
Kristen is expected to do actual accounting at some point of the day.
I'm having a problem, too, where I need help, because I live at a house, and my boyfriend's moving out of his house, and he's looking at other places to live. And one of the places to live actually happens to be right next door to where I live.
That sounds like a coincidence.
No, he's been looking for a long time. We both have. So I don't know if that's a good idea, because we tried the living together thing.
It's not.
Did not work
out. It's not. I'll tell you that right now.
Why?
Because it's... we don't have time. All right, so...
Well, you can't just say it's not. Give me a reason.
Well,
not next door. It's like down the street, like a couple houses.
Do you see why we need...
Help. I don't know what to do.
Well, and more to the point, I'm not saying that we should replace Jolie. Again, I want to be very... I want to be clear about that. No one could take Jolie's place. She was cut from her own kind of cloth. But we've got all of these questions about male, female, the relationships and whatever, and I have nothing. Clearly, I'm no roadmap for successful relationships, so I don't even know how to address these. So, we got to think about that. We got to think about how we're going to address this. So let's kind of put a pin in this, as they say, and we will come back and we'll answer this question here. We'll get the geek thing. We've got the top five. And your question is what? That your boyfriend, because you, let's, how,
okay,
we might as well just, we might as well just dive in here. No, I don't know what you're talking about. Just jump into it. So you, Sarah, and
I'm
your
having problems,
boyfriend, yeah. Nate, live together. Let me see if I got this right. Dated, then you lived together. Then that ended badly and quickly. The living together part. Now you're still dating, but no longer living together.
Yeah.
And he's looking for another house, and he's picked one that's right next door to you.
Well, honestly, because he has price requirements, and he has a dog. And I've been helping him look for weeks and weeks and weeks, and finally he found something that's, like, really cheap.
And in all of Portland.
And in all of Portland, I'm between two roads. The house that he found is on the corner of the road.
So
and
he's
the street,
like, next door to you, basically.
Yeah, I don't know exactly if it's...
okay, that's by design. That's by design.
No, it really isn't. No, because we've both been searching all the websites, and I saw that was the only thing remotely.
Well, if he needs a cup of sugar.
All I'm saying is it's a bad idea, because if you didn't, in my opinion, because if it didn't work to live together before...
But that was a year ago.
Yes, and I'm sure that you're both completely different people now.
No, I'm not saying we're completely different, but... I'm saying a lot happens in a year.
Such as what? If that much happened, you'd be living together again.
Well, yeah, but we also moved in together after we'd only been dating 4 months.
That seemed, yeah, but you'd known each other for many years before that.
Yeah, but we weren't.
Well, that's a lot of water out of the bucket.
Clearly, Clearly, you, if it was a good idea to be living together again, you'd be doing it.
Well, then why the hell am I dating him now?
If it's, well, don't ask me, sister. That's a question for, that's a Likas question. Because if, like, can you, let me ask you this. So the question is, so do you plan to live with Nate again?
Someday, in like a couple of years.
Someday, far, far in the future. Okay. Well, I'm not going to speculate on if, I mean, it would be wrong for me to... This is all kinds of awkward. But my point is...
Give her some kind of answer.
My gosh.
Doesn't matter.
Get it over with. Just get the segment done. Abort! Abort! Pull the ripcord! Nate's cleaning a gun somewhere right now. Stupid talk show host. Stupid angel of death. Purification. My whole... Look, my thing is that if living together... Someone help me out. Someone who is not me.
If living together.
Someone... It's 503-733-2970. Someone who is not me answer this question so that I'm not bearing the brunt of this.
Some learned person.
My whole point is that if there were any... Which there must have been issues. And note, please, for the record, I'm not asking what those issues were. I'm not asking you to tell me all about it. All I'm saying is that living next door, if there's any jealousy... And I'm not saying there is. I don't know. But if there's any jealousy, any possessiveness, any whatever, it's going to be a whole lot of so. I noticed you were gone last night at 3:30 in the morning. That's totally what it's going to be. No, because I used to be that guy. You seem bigger than Jesus. Mm-hmm. I was that guy. I would wait on my girlfriend's front porch because she would be out with some girlfriend or whatever, and I would call her house at like 2 a.m. just to see if she was there. And if she wasn't there or if the phone took more than three rings or whatever it did, I would go over and I would stand on her front porch, wait for her to get home, and then like pick a fight with her about why she wasn't home. And so...
That's pretty cool. Nate's responsible. You know, and if then maybe I'll learn a lesson quickly. Then
it,
if
it sounds
I
like they make great
the...
next door neighbors.
Yes. This is so awkward. Let's
they can lean
awkward.
Over the white picket fence.
I didn't think you'd be so adamant against
it. You're the one who brought it up.
Well,
you're the one who asked the question on the air. Rick Emerson chose this.
Yeah, this is Lauren.
Hi, Lauren. How can I help you?
I tell you, the answer is right in pop culture. It's not that great of a show, but Reba. Got that horrible blonde that keeps coming back over and is now married to the ex-husband. I mean, the problems you have with the relationship that can't live together, but you live right next door, just go insane.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, it seems like one should either live together or not. If you're living next door to each other, what's the point? Because you're going to be presumably spending all your time together, presumably spending the night at one another's house occasionally. That is, it just seems, you know, it seems... I'm just saying it seems a little odd.
It's like the refrigerator full of beer when you're depressed is just too close.
That's the other thing. If you break up, he's still going to be right next door. One of you is going to have to move.
We'll never break up, Rick.
Anyway, all right.
Totally, I miss her, but, you know, I don't miss her either.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. All right. Hi. This is so awkward. Why did we do this? 503-733-2970. Hi, Rick Emerson. Who is this? Hello. I swear to God, there's somebody there. I can hear you breathing.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hey, it's Kristen.
Hi, Kristen. How are you, sister?
Oh, well, I'm fine.
Okay. But Kristen knows a little bit about this situation.
Well, it was weird because I didn't get screened.
Well, there's no...
yelled obscenities as soon as you picked up the phone.
Yeah, but thank God you didn't. Can I just tell you how regretful I already am that we've even started talking about this? Because
you know, I knew it.
Nate's going to storm the building with a gun.
I put my head in my hands as soon as you started talking.
I didn't bring it up. Sarah brought it up.
I know. Well, and God love you, Sarah. I just don't think it's a good idea right now.
Totally.
I mean, because I think you're getting to the point, you know, because God love Nate. He's such a wonderful guy. But I think
I'm going to leave the room.
You need space. I mean, I'm kind of one of those people, too. I kind of like living alone.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I would just give it. Don't rush into anything, because that was the problem the first time.
That was the problem. I know, and I'm a little nervous about it, but at the same time, it's like, oh, well, it's just down the street.
Well, but here's the...
because we live about a 7-minute walk to each other's houses right now anyway.
You got to date people who live in other zip codes.
And I think, well, if they're... You know, maybe it would work if he's that close because you'll still have your own space and you can just, you know, back off.
Yeah, we don't spend every night together.
Yeah, well... Well, see what happens.
Here's the problem, though. The problem with your boyfriend finding a house for rent that's right next to yours is that you are put in this horrible position where you can't say no. Do you know what I mean? Because if he... You know, because did he ask you if it was all right? Did he say, well, would you feel weird about this?
You're not my mother.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Did he ask, not permission, but did he say, well, would you be cool with this, with me living next door? Did he ask that?
Yeah, well, he brought it up and he said, what do you think?
See, but of course, but see, you're in that horrible position where you can't say anything but like, it's a great idea, I'm all for it. Because if you say no, then it's, and I'm not saying this is with all guys, it's not just Nate. You say no, then why not? And then it's like, then it's like you're opening this whole overstuffed closet
and that's the
full
thing,
of...
Because he's been looking for a place for so long and he needs to, you know, find a new place to move into, and this is his price limit. And so I don't want to be like, oh, it might be too
close. I know you finally found the place of your dreams, but
yeah.
I veto it. No,
Sarah,
see,
let me give you one tidbit of information, because I am famous for this and I'm working on this constantly. Talk to him. I mean, I sound so Dr. Laura. But the communication, like if you just say, look, this is how I'm feeling about this, it'll help.
All right. I just don't...
Talking about it rather than just saying, yeah, it's okay, and then delving into the bitter ugliness.
It would be my estimation that Sarah Dillon is... you are not made to live with people. That would just be my guess. I'm not trying to put a kibosh on your relationship. I'm not trying to... No, I'm trying to be honest.
You want me to be...
I don't think you are the live together... kind.
You
I
got
don't
a Catherine
think,
Hepburn. Type
I don't
of
think. I
I'm
think
just going to be alone forever.
You're not going to be alone.
I'm not saying you're going to be alone, but I think you are. You know what it is? I think you are the cool older aunt who is never married.
That's me.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I'm the cool older aunt that's not married.
So I'm not saying you're going to be a spinster. I'm not saying you're going to be the crazy cat lady
who knits nice sweaters.
No,
especially since Sarah has a dog and not a cat. She's not going to be a crazy.
I'm just saying you seem like a girl who values her space.
My friend, his parents live in separate houses and they're very happy.
Like my grandparents lived at they found the two furthest corners of the house from each other, and that's where they lived. So my grandfather had a bed at one end of the house. My grandfather at one point actually built an addition onto the house so he would be able to get farther away from my grandmother than he already was. They were completely happy. Stayed married for like 45 years, something like that. So
yeah, see, Sarah and I are cut from the same cloth, I think, in that regard.
I agree.
You're an independent woman.
Well, you know.
The women of the open road. All right.
That's just saying that I'm kind of a bitch.
All right. Thank you, Kristen. All right. There you go. All I'm saying is that you and Nate, and this is not, I don't want anybody to think I'm airing dirty laundry. This is all we know. You've lived together, you've not lived together. That obviously, you know, there was some precipitating incident there probably. I'm just saying, you might have what might be termed a tempestuous relationship. And it seems like...
I agree. 7 months, or no, we've been together back together like 6 months.
It seems like part of the thing about the relationship like this is you want to be able to get away from the other person, and when the furthest away you can really get is like 30 yards, it just seems like, because there's always one person that wants to continue the fight and one person who doesn't when you fight, and I know you do because everybody does, and you're going to have that thing where it's like one of you wants to keep fighting and the other one is like, I don't want to talk about it anymore, and the other person, and it's always the guy who continues the fight, by the way. The girl starts crying, begins, you know, and then just like wants to stomp off and like be by herself and just be alone or whatever. The guy, though, is always the one who wants to sit there and overanalyze everything. The guy is always wants to break everything down logically. The guy wants to take some huge, disgusting, horrible, unpleasant fight and reduce it down to its component parts like it's an Excel spreadsheet. The woman always wants to just end things and just go off and like sulk somewhere. The guy, though, wants to be like, you know, he wants to continue to like sit there and hash it out as though it were some logical situation. And if all you can do is like get next door, he's gonna know exactly where to find you to continue the fight all the time. And it's gonna be that guy like on your porch go, why can't we talk about this? You know, and that's not gonna be fun. I'm not saying Nate's crazy, but I'm saying, you know, I'm saying that's what happens to couples when they fight. You know that it's true. So it does seem like a weird interim step between the two. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
Hey, it's Chris. How you doing, Rick?
Hi, Chris. What's up?
Sounds like he's stalking her.
He's not stalking. Let's be very clear.
Either get married, marry him, or tell him to stay farther away. Because if he's not stalking her, he wouldn't care what she's doing at 2 a.m.
I'm not...
Unless
okay,
he has
Sarah.
His hand around her throat or something.
Okay. Sarah,
you know
would
what
you
I mean?
Like...
It's his. She's not his. She does not... He does not own her. She does not own him.
This is just you hitting on Sarah, isn't it? Baby, he doesn't own you. You're not his property. Chris would...
Sarah.
Chris would treat you right.
He's stalking her. Why does he want to be 2 feet away from her? If that's the case, move back in. Pretty
Sarah?
Simple.
I'm not ready for that yet.
You feel like you're being stalked, Sarah?
Well, no, no. I mean, I know how hard he's been looking for a room, and I saw the listing for the room that he's looking at, so I know that that was one of very few possibilities.
Portland's a big place.
Yeah, that's amazing. It's just Craigslist has no apartments for rent anywhere other than 2 feet away from you.
So you don't think any of this is him keeping an eye on you?
No, not at all.
You don't think any of this is the... So you and Lisa were out pretty late last night.
Then he could live in Hillsborough and be perfectly happy.
No, Nate knows that I like to stay out from time to time. He trusts me. It's cool.
Or he just loves you a lot and just wants to be near you.
Yeah. All right. Okay, thank you, sir.
Take care. Thanks.
All right, let's do one more here. Right, we're so behind. Isn't Jim Roop supposed to be calling us?
Yeah, he's going
to
call any second.
All right. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
It's Mailman Chris.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
Not too bad, and not to make anybody upset, I hope Nate doesn't.
Oh, that ship has already sailed, I think. Sarah brought this up, by the way. This is her fault.
There could be a reason why, and then I'll give you a reason as to why you shouldn't. The reason why I think he might want to is, does he like to do his own laundry?
No, Nate does all the cooking and cleaning.
You have this whole thing of dating guys, and I don't mean this in a disrespectful way.
No, you don't.
I'm not. This is not directed at you. This is directed at... I don't mean this is just for a voice. Sarah has this thing of hooking up with guys who are sort of,
Domestic.
I was going to say where the gender roles are a little bit reversed in certain things. Because I know Justin was totally the cook and clean and wear a doily around his waist kind of type.
And Nate doesn't look like it, but he's the same way. He makes dinner for us and breakfast.
And meanwhile, you just want to sit around and eat like Kraft macaroni and wear the same clothes every day.
That's it. And
file
eat my
nails.
Microwavable dinner.
Booze all night with your friends and come home looking like something the cat coughed up. So, here you go. So, look, reverse the situations. If you were a guy, and the guy lived somewhere, you've been dating this girl off and on, you know, it's not like it's casual, but it's not like it's really serious, and the girl's like, I happen to find this great apartment. Where? Right next door to you. You would totally be hiding your pets, you would be changing your lock, you would be buying yourself a gun. That's all I'm saying. Are you with me?
Wait, Chris, what was the second half of your story? Or your
it's not quite the same. It's not a husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, but I live next door to my folks. I bought the house that was next door to my parents.
Right.
And I can't imagine what my wife went through when I asked her, is that okay with you?
Yeah.
So we live next door to my parents.
Yeah, that's awkward. That's a whole lot of weird. They're going to walk by the window at the wrong time. They're going to see one of you dressed up like a prison warden. Yeah, that's all kinds of icky. All right.
So, there's a definite basic instinct, or a fatal attraction feel to that.
All right, thank you, sir. There you go, that's Chris. All right. See, here's why we need a new Jolie.
We need help.
Because I don't want this all on my shoulders. See how this is all, it's all on me now. I've had to say all the icky, unpleasant truths. All right,
it's coming from you, darling. It's 503-733-2970.
Let's see. Rick. Listen to this. This is Dave. Subject line, Sarah and Nate. I'm sorry, Tara and Tate.
Kara and Tate.
All you will have is a big house with an outdoor hallway. How fun will the half-block 3 a.m. drunken domestic disturbance call be? By the way, love to both Sarah and Nate. They rock. Cheers, Dave. Let's see. What else do we have here? Tell Sarah it's a bad idea living that close together. Having Nate that close will be too much like living at the same place. You tried living together. You both found you needed space. We'll give each other goddamn space. You should be living at least a 30-minute drive away from each other. That'll make it an effort for either one of you to come and see each other. Words of wisdom. Know it to be true. All right.
Well, we live like a 5-minute car ride now.
I feel so awkward about this whole thing. This is...
I feel awkward.
All right. Well, why don't we...
What if neither of you drive? Would that make a difference? Like bike ride?
Let's...
three-block bike ride.
All right. How far do you live away from each other now? Just down the street, right?
Now we live like 10 blocks away from each other.
Oh, that's fairly long.
Yeah.
Let's go to Jim Roop, shall we? And then we'll take these other calls here after that break.
Okay.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome now live from Los Angeles, it's CNN radio correspondent Jim Roop. Hi, Jim.
Good afternoon, sir.
This whole week, actually, here's been the story of my week. Shows that start off great, full speed towards radio perfection, and then at some point they just spiral off the tracks into just some sort of ickiness, some sort of awkward brown unpleasantness. And that's kind of what today has been, sir. Let me ask you this, Jim Roop.
Yes.
Let me ask you this theoretically.
Rick.
Let's say, I mean, look, he's a man.
CNN correspondent.
He's a man of the world. He's been places. He's done things. He's a man with a stellar history of dealing with all that this big crazy world has to throw at him. Let's say that you were a girl named Sarah in Portland. Okay. Theoretically speaking, you were a girl named Sarah who produced a radio show. Now, so let's say that you were dating a guy. And you had lived together in the past, and it didn't work out. You're still dating, but you found that living together worked out badly.
Because you moved in together right after you
started dating. Yeah, you moved in too soon, and it kind of blew apart. And you're still dating, but you know that you shouldn't live together.
Okay.
Let's say that guy was looking for a new apartment, new place to live, and he had this great idea that he wanted to live in the place next door to you. See the laughter. See?
He doesn't have a great idea. You're making it as if he's been actively searching for a place right next
to
me.
I'm saying Portland's a big town.
But not the area that we like to live in.
Okay. Well, all I'm...
I'd say, in my brain, I can really control this guy. That's what I would say. Because apparently he can't be that far away from...
Oh, God, I hope he's not listening.
That's what I'm saying. Well, you know, it is your womanly charms.
If this hypothetical Sarah...
Yes.
...was smart... She'd use that to her advantage.
See, there you go. So, probably, okay.
She'd say, I can get anything I want out of this guy because he can't be without me. He can't live two blocks away from me if he's looking for a place around my complex. After it seemed as though we couldn't live together, this guy's in love with me, and I'm going to use it.
You are a bad, bad person, Jim Roop. Fantastic.
I've been used, sir.
Well, you've been hurt.
Plus, he survives in L.A.
You got to have
it's up for the faint of heart.
Industrial strength plating over your soul to live in that city.
You got to look for that edge, you know. And this seems like one of those edges that would work out very, very well.
See, here's the thing: is this is all going to turn up someday in some sort of Bill Curtis A&E, you know? It's just Portland passion something something death, you know, and then they'll just show the shot of Sarah's house and just the covered body coming out, and it'll
oh
be
my
like,
God, what is wrong with?
And then it'll be like a whole lot of
crime scene tape.
No, and then it'll show that graphic on the screen of like the reel to reel tape recorder, and it'll be the recording of this show, you know, with like a whole lot of.
Well, I think that sounds like a man who's dangerous, and I don't think I think it sounds like he's stalking.
Sarah didn't heed the warning.
Saying she was forewarned.
Yeah, totally, totally. But she didn't heed the warning, saying to friends and neighbors, he seems like a good man. You know, and then,
she didn't recognize the sign.
And then it'll cut to Nate like in a mugshot looking all crazy.
I really loved her. I really did. I really loved her.
Okay. Well,
good luck with that. Whatever you do, I say use it.
Thank you, Jim.
Okay. Let's stop and change subjects. Now, okay, so you...
Illegal aliens.
Let me, yeah, that's a pleasant subject. Well, you all in L.A., you've got that, what is it is it Monday, the day that they're trying to close Los Angeles? What is that?
The Great American Boycott.
Well, I don't understand. Who's boycotting what to accomplish what again?
This whole support of illegal immigrants is falling apart here, or it's fractionalized, I should say, because there's a faction that says they need to not buy... not sell, not work, not go to school on May 1st, day without an immigrant kind of thing. But then there's this other faction that's supported by the Catholic Church that says, look, if you don't go to work or school, that gives everyone those who oppose immigration reform any pathway to citizenship, it gives those people a chance to go, see, we don't, that's just, they're idiots.
Right, yeah, and they're disruptive.
And they're, yeah, and it's stupid. So kick them all out of here. Round them all up and send them back. So there's these two factions now. There's this group that want to shut down America for a day. And there's this group that says, well, let's not shut America down. Let's show them that we really want to be a part and support this society. So, you know, it's all over the place.
Then the teachers union says, children should not be punished for walking out of class. This is from the L.A. Unified School District.
So well, that's not what the state superintendent of schools is saying. And that's not what the superintendent of schools is saying in Los Angeles. He says, look, you walk out of class, you're going to be punished.
And this is happening in a lot of different cities, right? Is it happening here in Portland? Is there going to be some sort of nitwit stay home from your job day?
No, but people protest anything here anyway.
Well, that's the thing.
Even if they're not part of the group.
That's the thing, Jim. In Portland, we have, and in fact, I think this is still true, that there is actually a standing protest that happens every Friday in Portland, or at least there was, right, at Pioneer Courthouse Square, mm-hmm. isn't that right? Mm-hmm. Where every Friday you would just get together and protest, like, literally whatever it was they were upset about that.
Yeah, we have one of those in Burbank. It happens right outside of Washington Mutual Bank.
What is it, a protest in Burbank? Applebee's is closed?
They couldn't get tickets to the Tonight Show.
If it's not, yeah.
I wasn't allowed to spin the wheel.
I've got to go to Ellen. What the hell does that mean?
if
it's not the war, it's immigration. If it's not immigration or the war, it's, you know, Applebee's is closed.
Yeah, all right. Well, okay. So what is your best guesstimate on what is actually going to happen come Monday?
I think you'll get more from what we've been told, all those who drive trucks to deliver produce to stores, not all those, but those in this particular
demographic
are going to not do that.
All right. Well,
in my opinion, and I even asked this question, well, what's to stop these restaurants and stores from stocking up the day before?
Right. Well, it's like that.
Well, I don't care if you don't deliver on Monday. I stocked up on Friday.
Well, you know what this reminds me of? Another slice of stupid liberal nitwittery. This reminds me of this dumb don't buy gas day.
Yeah.
Which is pointless because everybody just buys gas the day before or the day after. No, they're still getting your money just 24 hours early or late.
Everyone's driving an SUV anyway.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't make any sense. All right.
Yeah, you're right. It's the same amount of money that's going to be spent. It's just what day you're going to spend.
Moving it around a little bit.
Yeah, you're right.
This whole country's headed to hell, my friend.
Right pocket to the left pocket.
All right. Thank you, sir. Jim Roop in Los Angeles, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. There you go. Jim Roop. Rick. Why does Nate have to move to begin with? He should just stay where he's at. Sounds like an excuse to keep tabs on her. Lycus would veto this idea in a heartbeat.
That's ridiculous. No, he has to leave. They're selling the house that he lives in.
Understand that this is not my... I'm just passing these emails along.
When was the last time you had to look for a place to live? Do you remember how it took me like 2 months to find a new place?
I'm not trying to make life hard for anybody.
Nate and I do have an agreement that we're going to live within walking distance of each other.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because we walk our dogs together all the time and go for bike rides.
Okay.
There's safety in numbers.
Okay.
Nobody wants to have the dogs hurt.
No, it's true. Okay. It's 503-733-2970. We're so behind. All right, we're going to break here. We'll do the city desk. Then we'll break again. Then Jen Lane will be here. I swear to Christ, we're going to do this geek test. I swear to God, you can't stop me. And maybe we'll open these margaritas. It's 503-733-2970. I think we might need them. It's 503-733-2970. It is the Rick Emerson Show, live from Portland on Johnson 970. Don't go anywhere. Veruca Salt.